Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, a gadget haven in this time of Christmas madness. Coming up on this week's lifeline of a show, if you just lamp, then fret not because we've a book pod lined up. Translation? No idea, but we'll find out shortly with our guide to tech slang. Hark, the Sony angels sing, the saviour of PS3 is born. Yes, PlayStation Home is here. Well, in open beta anyway. And we'll be revealing the worst ever tech predictions. All that, plus the usual gubbins. Now, it's a packed studio once more today, so let me welcome my co-host, T3's Mr. Duncan Bell, and our gadget gal, the lovely Ree Morgan.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry. Hello. How are you?
Looking resplendent in a I Love New York t-shirt.
Oh, thanks very much, Dan.
And Duncan,
actually, I'm wearing a jumper, but
in your nice pullover there. Have you ever actually been to New York, Ree?
I haven't.
Right.
Sorry. But I love it.
Good, good.
So you're wearing an I Love New York t-shirt, but you've never been to New York?
No. Should I just leave
anyway.
Now?
What happens if you go there and you hate it?
No,
well, how stupid would you feel?
I'll get a permanent marker and write, I don't.
Yeah,
heart
turn
New
it into
York.
A swastika.
I hate New York, not.
Yeah.
I heart
that's
New York.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah, all right.
Now, before all that, Duncan, you were denied a rant last week.
Yeah.
So we better get it out of you. What's been the crumbs on your mattress this fortnight?
Well, the crumbs on my mattress about a week or so ago was I went to Nokia's Christmas party, had a lovely time. And met a very short newsreader. That was good. And and then they gave us a free phone as we were going, and that was very nice. And it comes with music phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I took it home, keen to try it out, perhaps a little bit drunk, put my SIM card in, because you have to, because that's how phones work, I've discovered over the years. And then I was playing with it a bit, and I was like, oh, this is okay. And I didn't really feel like trying the comes with music things. It seemed like a bit of a chore. So I'll just take my SIM out and put it back in my normal phone. I couldn't get the SIM out. It's a very slimline phone, that's the Music Express one that is the comes with music phone at the moment. It's very
so
slimline.
Slim and that it's barely room
the
for SIM,
SIM holder is really, really tight to the sensor that reads it. And I was perhaps not my most physically dexterous. But so I ended up having to ping the entire thing off with a bloody screwdriver, which also broke my SIM because I did it in such a cack-handed way.
How drunk were you?
I was absolutely wasted. It wasn't all that great of a party when we arrived, so we just drank everything in sight, and then it became a really good party. So we stayed to the end, and then we got a free phone. So, to be fair, nobody else has made the same complaint.
I think your alcohol.
I've got big fingers.
Yeah. Yes, I think your alcohol level might be to blame here.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Thanks for understanding.
Yeah.
And then comes to music is a funny thing because it's like. When I did try it, I fell in love with it immediately. And it's a bit like, you know, when you meet somebody the first time and you fall in love with them, then they start stealing all your money and setting fire to your pants. I feel a bit like that now. It's like, it's turned a bunny boiler on me.
Oh, well. Well, the path of true love never runs smooth.
No, it doesn't.
Now, you're probably down with Roffle, totally au fait with See You Later, and use BTW like it's going out of fashion. It is. But what of the new acronyms the web is spawning? How up to scratch are you? Ree, do you know what LAMP is?
I thought it was something that gave you light, but that's wrong.
No, no, and it's nothing to do with killing animals either. It means lost another £1 million, which is very topical.
That's a phrase you use all the time.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Come on, guys, we've all lost a million or two.
Who has carried out this survey?
This is the lexicographer, Jonathan Green.
Okay, but who's paid him to do it?
The post office.
What?
Hey.
I don't know. They pay the man.
This is just to remind us the post office exists.
Presumably it's
festive time of year.
Some way to sort of make the post office still seem relevant in this digital age.
Okay. Does the post office use the expression LAMP a lot?
Yes, I imagine it does, actually.
I see where this is going.
I can see that'd be top of their
What's their a good list. Acronym for terrible socially retarded staff? How could you make a nice shortening of that? Text in your answers. Yes.
There's a few more for you here. 404. Well, not an acronym.
Oh, well,
actually.
That's where something's screwed up.
Yes, it's fairly obvious.
Like the Scorpion site.
There we
this
go.
Week.
This one's slightly random. Book.
No.
Is that billions off?
No, it's not. It's not an acronym either. It means cool because when you write cool, autocomplete comes up with book.
Like predictive text.
Yeah, so it comes up with, cool book.
Like dick and anal.
So, sorry?
No, cock and anal.
Oh, you're talking about T9.
Yeah, T9.
No,
but it's a similar sort of principle, though.
Right, this is almost.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. So. Yeah. Oh no. Actually, no. Thinking about it, this an is T9, isn't it? Yeah. B is C. Double O. Double O. K is L. Yes. You were spot on there. Well done, Duncan.
Yeah.
Good spot.
No. I know.
Good job.
Good job.
No.
How's that an acronym?
It's a double sort of thing because it's a good job and also it's a get out of debt job.
Okay, again, so, lose £1 million. So you can lamp,
but then get a good job and you're sorted.
I don't know if I'm moving in the wrong circles. I've never heard any of these expressions.
I was going
to.
I
log on to a lot of websites. I speak to a lot of people. Well, I speak to you two once a week. And. I've never heard any of these expressions.
The post office
has just made them up.
I have a feeling that lexicographer Jonathan Green has just come up. He's just a liar. Yeah. He's sort of stuck his finger in the air and come up with a few suggestions.
Yeah, yeah. He's pulled them out of his ass. That's what he's done.
Which stands for...
By ass, I mean assisted server surfing.
Okay. System. Mm. There we go. Yeah. Well, if you know... whether anyone uses any of these, do let us know. You can call the rant line, in fact, on 0207-042-4848. More on that in a bit.
You know what I hate?
What?
Is when people say, like, a verb and then much after it as a beginning of a comment on a message board. You see that all the time.
So what?
Like, they might say, if there's been a load of negative comments, they might say, backlash much.
Oh.
Or if it's been like a, if there's a review of, say, an Apple product or whatever, and it's been quite a positive review, it'll say something like, in Apple's pocket much. You've not seen that?
I have, actually.
I think it's just a conversational tick, I suppose you would call that.
Yes.
And when people say first on message boards.
Oh, yeah. That's just so tired.
And ruffle and BTW, which is by
I think
the
ruffle
way.
And lol have been around long enough that I now quite like them.
Yeah.
They're actually like
ruffle
retro.
Ruffle has a nice sound to it.
Is lol laugh out loud or love you lots?
Mm. See, alternative acronyms. See? Anyway, Ree, you brought us another treat to share this week.
WLYL.
Yeah, I would. But it was like lots of love. That's what I meant. Lots of love. Or
good.
It's like working with Kate Moss.
It is.
Anyway, onwards. to your gadget of the week, Ree.
Yes.
What are you carrying?
Gadgets are my forte. Obviously not grammar. this is, I've got a phone with me today, which is the new LG 8 megapixel phone.
Does it make a noise?
Oh. It does.
Did that do something?
Let me flip it open. So it's not a touchscreen one like they had the Renoir, which is their last 8 megapixel one. Okay. So they've kind of gone away from touchscreen to create this. It looks a lot, it's a bit tacky, but I think the box said a good camera for taking pictures of good people.
Oh, okay. Well, it's got 8 megapixels on it. Are they any good?
Yeah, the computer, it's
got...
Are they good megapixels? Because there are bad
Schneider
megapixels,
lens.
as the BlackBerry Storm proves. Mm. You can have rubbish megapixels.
Well, it's casing. It feels quite...
It's sturdy.
It's got a kind of carbony feel to it.
So, let's describe it if you haven't seen it. It's a slider. It looks like a cheapo version of an N96.
I'd say about a 2.6 inch.
Would you know? 2.2 inch.
And aside from the 8 megapixel
camera? It's got loads of features on this. It's got face detection. It's
How
got beauty
on
mode on that. You have to go into multimedia.
Oh, goodness. Beauty mode?
So I never use Korean
beauty mode.
Phones.
So you kind of airbrush yourself on the camera. So it's got that
automatically.
Yeah, automatically.
I've got to give this a go. Yeah. you talk among yourselves. So
I don't know how well it's going.
How would
it
know what to look for? Just looks for bags under your eyes.
No, kind of.
And,
I think it kind
spots,
of sorts out your complexion. So if you're kind of red in the face, it kind of balances your complexion out. And maybe like shapes your face.
Right, I'll take a picture of Duncan. It's detected his face. That's a start. Ooh, that's hideous, actually. And very, very yellow. I think the colour balance is somehow off there.
It's improved me by making me yellow.
You look like a character out of The Simpsons now.
Okay. Yes,
maybe that's the beauty.
Maybe that's the retouching. Everybody looks good on The Simpsons.
They do.
Let's have a look then.
Very good skin.
I've lost it. There we go. But it was great. Well, that's it.
So, okay. So that's new.
So, this is out now, is it?
Yes, it is out now. So it's kind of the next... big thing in 8
next 8 megapixel camera. To be honest, it has got a camera, dedicated camera button, so if I slide that open and then press
no I tried that and that doesn't work.
That's rubbish. So you have to load the camera. Useless.
That is
once
suckage.
Again, Ree, you've brought us a pile of...
But I like the feel of it. It's got a good hand
feel. It's got a nice slide action and a good noise.
A good action and a nice feel.
A good noise. Let's get that again. Oh, and slightly delayed, even me hitting the microphone as well. Excellent.
Like a happy noise.
Thank you very much for that, Rick.
Pleasure.
Okay, well, Sony has finally unleashed PS Home to the public after, well, forever.
A long time.
It's nicely in time for Christmas, though, so will it help push sales? Well, let's have a quick listen to what we can expect.
Once you've made friends in Home's public spaces, you can easily invite them back to your invitation-only space, which you can customise with downloaded items to show off your interior design skills. If you've got photos, movies, or music stored on your PS3 hard drive, you can share them here on virtual screens and virtual stereos. Home will grow into an enormous 3D network with sponsored spaces, a cinema that caters to downloadable content, and our Hall of Fame. Your life, your network, your home.
So, PS Home, saviour of PS3, discuss.
No.
It's just because you don't like the PS3.
Well, it's not really going anywhere, is it? Well, Second Life is extremely popular. But then I think Second Life and all those have got it sewn up already. Why would you need to do it via your PS3?
Mm. Ree, you are a PS3 owner?
Yes,
are
I
you
do.
Itching to get home and get on home?
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. Get on home or create my own home.
Yes.
PS Home, decorate it in a digital
decorate
IKEA.
Decorate your pad with IKEA-esque furniture.
Yeah.
Is it just me? I don't understand the appeal. Really don't understand
Yeah, I've never done Second Life.
What's the point? My own life's boring enough. I don't need to have another really boring life where I decorate my
house.
It's
not that boring, is it? Like, someone got divorced in their Second Life.
No, they didn't. They got divorced as a result of Second Life.
Oh, right.
Because they were always on Second
far
Life.
Far more likely.
Having an affair.
I have to say, I've watched some... I haven't actually been on yet, but I've watched some walkthroughs of this.
Mm.
And it just looks deathly dull. I mean, you sort of wander
around...
Well,
it's just a load of people wandering around.
It's like a giant shopping mall.
Yeah. At least in World of Warcraft, that's kind of dull, but at least you get to kill hobgoblins.
And the other thing is, I mean, it's free, okay, which I suppose is a good thing, but it's just laden with money-making opportunities for Sony. There's adverts everywhere.
I know.
And they're making money off these things. And, I mean, you can get the standard apartment, but obviously that would mark you out as some major loser. So you have to buy the upgraded one, buy new threads.
Yeah. That's where it starts to get slightly mad. And then there's like a cottage industry of like... It's almost like the sort of sweatshop kids who make carpets. There's these people who just spend all their time generating artifacts for games like this in sort of poorer countries. They're being paid a small wage by people in the West to do literally nothing for something that has no purpose even to the people in the West.
Well, quite. So anyway, let us know what you think of this PS Home shenanigans. You can get online and have a play around if you have a PS3, of course, and if you have managed to get online or are so disgusted with it you won't be going anywhere near it, give us a bell on 0207 042 4848.
4848. The problem with that is that those kind of things are so Marmite-y that people who are really into it by definition won't be listening to this podcast because they'll be online
playing home. Well, they could be listening to the podcast on PS Home.
A virtual version of us on the podcast.
Download it to your PS3, then listen to the T3 podcast.
Perhaps invite around some friends.
Do tell us if you've tried that and let us know what we sound like. Anyway, we'll hear some of your comments next week. Now, at this stage, we were planning on playing some of your calls from 0207 042 4848, but... we forgot to set the rant up line properly.
We didn't really set it up.
No. So it sort of rang out and then beeped and, yeah.
They made a sort of threatening sound.
Scared most people off. So I think we'll perhaps set it up properly this week.
You did call after your knocker comes with music, didn't you, to rant at us?
No, that would be pointless.
Yes. So
anyway. And anyway, I couldn't have because I'd broken my sim.
Do try it again if you called last week. But we'll knock it on the head for this week and move on to this week's pointless podcast, press release. This week found by Ree, I think.
Yeah, it was. It's the quality I get in my inbox.
What did you stumble across your spam folder?
It was a press release.
I've heard it called that before.
Sorry. Carry on.
It was a press release for a coffee machine which appeared in the Iron Man film. And the leading
This was the link that it was in the Iron Man film.
Yeah,
you remember that prominently featured coffee machine.
But then the thing was in the press release it said see our coffee machine, the scene stealing coffee machine featured in Iron Man. And then they had a screenshot of the Iron Man and they kind of they might as well have circled the coffee machine. Like, there it is. You wouldn't have seen it.
Is it
they call
I mean,
it scene
you know,
stealing.
Is it something that is befits Iron Man, this particular coffee machine?
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Very good.
Yeah, but yes, that was the quality press release I got through today. Yeah.
So what does it? It doesn't do anything exciting. No. It's just that it was. It's just a normal coffee machine. Yeah.
It's like Alan Partridge had a Flavia coffee machine in his caravan throughout the second series.
There you go.
Flavia didn't make a big deal about
as
that.
As featured.
But yeah.
Well, so what's it called? Do we know?
It was so good, I don't even know the name. That's how impressive
that's
it was.
I'll
have to watch Iron Man. I'll have to watch Iron Man and see if I can see.
On freeze frame.
Yeah. Well, I think that deserves a... Now, we can confidently predict that we'll be broadcasting from the moon next week, riding hoverboards to work and re-watching our dreams recorded overnight on 3D Blu-ray. But not everyone has our authority. Oh, no. Some people make right fools of themselves. Right, Duncan? I don't know why.
When they try and predict things.
Yes.
I do occasionally get things right.
On occasion. But T3.com has been finding the biggest tech prediction gaffes of all time.
Yes.
For instance, Sir Alan Sugar, that right on technology finger on pulse man.
And CPC-464 was a massively successful computer.
It was massively successful, but sort of short.
Only to people who didn't know what they were.
Yes, exactly. Only to people who strayed into Dixon's, asked for a PC, and were instead given a PCW.
Well, they weren't. No, it was like they weren't posh enough to have a BBC Micro, and they weren't. Their parents thought that a Spectrum would be too common, so they got a CPC-464, which was sort of neither one nor the other.
Well, even in 2005, he was still making tech predictions. He told The Telegraph, in fact, next Christmas, the iPod will be dead, finished, gone, kaput.
And he was right.
In many ways.
What's that?
Yes. Almost as good as Ken Olson in 1977, who's president, chairman, and founder of mainframe maker Digital Equipment Corp, who argued there was no reason for anyone to want a computer in their home. Certainly not.
Yeah.
I think he had a bit of an interest there as a mainframe maker.
Well, maybe, but then you'd think that's almost being a bit fatalistic. You'd think, oh, there's like a billion people in the world and I could be selling to all of them rather than just half a dozen big companies.
Well, no, but
they just thought,
well,
that's just beyond the realms of possibility.
They, of course, just want one giant computer that everyone would tap into.
Well, yes, perhaps. Perhaps that was his logic, but I think it's just he hadn't thought it through properly, to be honest.
T3.com's answer to this consisted of one word, which was porn.
What, why people would want a computer in their house? Yeah.
And various other things, but mainly porn.
Yes, Second Life and porn.
Yes. Or porn on Second Life.
Yeah.
If such that's things happen.
I think they do, actually.
Yeah, maybe that was why that divorce happens. Well, you do make yourself a hostage to fortune as soon as you try and predict what's going to happen in the future.
Have you come up with any particular predictions that have, shall we say, died?
Not really. I got the price of... because you were about to say, oh, you got the pay-as-you-go price of the iPhone wrong.
I wasn't, but you reminded me. You did.
Yeah, I did, but... Oh, and also, I think I said something about this PS3 Seminole Night coming out in about 3 months, about a year ago. That didn't happen. And look what's happened to the PlayStation as a result. So if they'd only followed my advice and brought out the slimmer version 3 months after I'd made it up.
I like Alex Lewitt, who was rather optimistic in the 1950s. He was the president of Lewitt Corp, a vacuum cleaning company, who predicted nuclear-powered vacuum cleaners within 10 years.
Hey.
We're almost there, still waiting. Still 10 years away, I think, those.
That'd be good.
Because you're Henry the Hoover.
Nuclear-powered.
Nuclear Henry.
Yeah. It was seen such a bright future in the 50s, until they've discovered things like, you know, fallout.
And... Yeah, that's right, because didn't... well, this would be the 60s by then, but didn't the Thunderbirds, didn't they used to... The mother of the Thunderbirds family, the Tracy family, used a nuclear oven. To cook things, presumably very, very quickly indeed. Which you then had to bury in a lit box 40 feet down in the back of the Tracy homestead.
Gave it a nice glow anyway. Yeah.
Alpen effect for the whole the whole family.
Well, we were hearing from the post office earlier, but in 1878 they were still right on with their technology predictions. Sir William Preece, who was the chief engineer at the post office, patriotically announced that Americans have a need of the telephone, but we do not. We have plenty of messenger boys.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
It's
such a, you know, literally a bygone era.
Yeah, who needs a telephone? We'll just send a boy.
Send a rosy-cheeked boy on a bike.
Give him an apple as payment.
Well, can you imagine? I mean, you know, because you do get a lot of texts and emails and stuff that you don't really have any interest in. So but if people only could communicate by sort of summoning a boy.
By messenger boy.
Sending him off with a piece of paper to deliver it to somebody, you know, 20 miles away.
Pointless.
You'd get much less pointless communication. There'd be no spam messenger boys, would
there? Would be a thing. Well, You know, there might be. You could have, you could be the spam king with your army of spam messenger boys.
Possibly.
Randomly running up to people and delivering messages they didn't want.
Yeah, actually, because in an alternate universe, the same guy probably made the same prediction and then somebody else said, yeah, but we'll never have spam messenger boys. And then the telephone never did take off for whatever reason. And now everybody sat there in the 21st century in this alternate dimension.
Inundated with messenger boys. Messenger boys with spam.
Mister!
Go away!
Your penis, mister!
What are you saying about my penis? Yeah. It could get very personal, couldn't it? So anyone want to make a prediction now?
Woolworths to shut.
Very good. It could still be saved, of course, and you could be eating your words.
I know.
We could buy it and save it.
We could.
They were selling it for £1 the other day.
I know. Everybody said this. It's like, oh, why don't we just buy Woolworths for £1? And you think, well, what would you do with Woolworths?
Yes, and there was also the enormous debts you would be taking at the same time. Still, you could lamp and...
You could. Yeah. Then you'd be lolling.
Yeah, there we go. Listen back if you don't know what I was talking about. Ree, any predictions?
Oh, I can't think.
Good. Excellent. Yep. Well, that's just about all we have time for. Just time, Duncan, for your quick-fire reactions to this week's last words. Beginning with Dell's atom-powered Optiplex 160 desktop.
Oh, okay. Well, that's like a Mac Mini or something, is it?
Things are being called.
Atom-powered. Yes. If only it were nuclear-powered.
If only. Yeah. Nokia comes with music. DRM is smashed.
Is it?
Yes.
Yep.
Brilliant. I'm going to run out. That was the one thing. One of the things, the fact that it keeps crashing doesn't help, but that is one of the things that really knackers it.
There you go. You can prize your SIM card back into it.
Superb.
And get going. The Vertu Boucheron, I think that's pronounced, 150. A snip at 30 grand.
Yeah, ridiculous.
That's dollars, mind, so, anyway.
That is about 30 grand these days.
Yeah, it is, yes. And the BlackBerry Curve 8900 coming out in a week or so.
It's very nice, but it's basically the same as the last one.
Yeah.
No, very high-res screen.
Very high-res screen. They always say that.
Screen, yes. Okay.
See your face in it.
Well, your life will be long and impoverished. Just watch out for dark strangers.
Lamp.
Well, that's all about we can squeeze in. Join us next Friday for more gadget gossip. Find all the latest on T3.com and find T3 on the shelves. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.